Paddy Payne has joined us. Something about Harry. What are you hoping for today?
Well, first, he's a really nice horse. I think he's going to run really well. I'm hoping that he's going to put the field away today.
Tracks, tips, trainers.
Something about Harry lengthening strides, and it didn't take him long to move up, snatch the lead, and snatch the victory.
The Breakfast Club's got the early mail.
Of course we do. That's what we do around about this time every morning on The Breakfast Club, and you are welcome to join us and hopefully fill your boots, as we like to say around here. Well, it's the first time I've said it, but we like to say it.
I'm going to roll with that. I like it. Fill your boots.
We are at racing.com park today on the synthetic, on the plastic, on the wax. No grass required. So we will see how we go at Pakenham. We've got a couple of trainers hopefully going to give us a winner. Scotty, and you've got the first one.
Yes, I've got Robbie Lang on the line. Morning, Robbie.
Good morning, boys.
Morning, now, Robbie.
You got a couple going to the wax.
Yep.
And some good value from what I see early doors.
Probably because they're not much good.
Race 2, number 4, Hartzler. You've taken the blinkers off. Turak Toff Mare, who's 9th start and 5th is her best so far in her career. What can she do?
Yeah, hopefully it can. I thought I'd nearly win the other day, but things didn't go right. Got trapped wide. Had to make a run well before the turn and got knocked around in the straight, but it's run before. It was good. Come from last and ran 5th, hit the line good. So quick backup is because I'm dirty on it. so poorly the other day. Through and wide, Aaron Lynch will just go back on it and see if he can finish off and put itself in the top 3 for one.
Well, we don't mind the odds, Daniel, for third place getter.
34s for the win.
And then over to race 3, you've got Defiant Tyranny, number 3. You've taken the blinkers off. He's had a few chances as well.
Yeah, he needs probably a heart operation. he's only got a 2-stroke. Needs a V8 put in there. Yeah, we bought him for $600 about a month ago. He'd run 3 last up in Sydney over a short trip. And to the horse's credit, he's pretty tough. He's out of a bill there. I don't think the racing over short trips was helping him. And since we've had him, he's competed in 3 hurdle trials over 2,800, a couple of races over 2,000. And he's starting to puff it up, learning to relax in his work. And, yeah, he could run a place at big odds. He's just turned 4-year-old, but he's about 2-year-old in the brain. Big, immature horse, 17 hands. He's probably got steeplechase's ability, and that's where he'll be headed next year.
Beautiful. So out of the two, both place chances, which one do you like Hartzler the best?
Yeah, it's probably a bit better chance than the other horse. The other horse is very fit. And if he does settle today and work home, he could blow out a chance to run a place. But geez, you blokes must be desperate ringing me for these 50-to-1 shots.
No, that's what we like, value.
We just had a feeling there might have been something on the cards, Robbie. Just sometimes you never know.
Anyway, interesting story anyway.
Yeah, we'll see how we go. If we win, you're a bloody genius. We'll build statues for you.
Yeah, that's typical of this game. You're either a genius or a mug.
Good on you, mate. Appreciate your time. Good luck today.
See you, boys. Bye-bye.
Robbie Lang with a couple today. Some value there, if we can find them, Scotty.
With a capital V.
Yes, with a capital V. Matty Kamani's got a couple a little bit closer to the other end of the betting. And he joins us on The Breakfast Club. Good morning, Matty.
Morning, guys.
Great to have you with us. So you've got 3 going today, and race 1, 2, and 3 as well. Your work is done early. I think that's a good system. Race 1, number 10, your first one. I don't know how to pronounce it. Is it Kalo?
Kayu.
Kayu.
Kayu means pebble or stone in French, and her third dam was a very good race horse in the UK called Pebbles.
Right. Okay.
So, one of the owners got very, very clever with that one.
So Kayu's second up today after a third on a resumption. Barrier 3, Linda's on board. What's going to happen today?
Yeah, I think she'll go quite well, personally. I think the form of that last race looks like it's going to work out quite well. The second horse won yesterday here at Ballarat, and the first horse runs at the winner runs at Moonee Valley this weekend. And I think they were pretty decent horses and good wins or good runs from them. And Kayo was chasing the whole way. She had a slightly rougher run last time. She got a bit of a bump out the barriers and had to go through and four wide the trip, but was pretty solid to the line. And I think she'll have taken a lot from that. I think in time she'll need a bit more distance, but I'm hoping that today, drawn a bit better, Linda on board again, I hope that she can get the run of the race a bit more this time and hopefully put it to bed.
Righto, that's race 1, number 10. Race 2, that's a good push, by the way. Race 2, number 10 as well, Brooklet. Now, it's been on the wax 4 times and nothing for us, Matty. What's the difference today?
Well, yeah, no, look, she is a bit disappointing, and don't worry, I get it the neck from her owners all the time. It happens to be my parents, but she is a bit disappointing, I suppose. She's a couple of times put in good finishes, and last time actually finished quite well, but did have a sneaky run on the rail. So I don't know. I think she might have been a bit flattered by that, but we've gone up in distance a little bit, trying to find a bit of an improvement. I'm not sure if it'll come today, but we'll see. Hopefully we'll see something, but probably not a good betting proposition.
And just quickly, the last one, Serious Deal, race 3, number 9. Any chance?
Look, he's had a fair few goes. He's looking pretty exposed. I think if we're lucky, we might sneak it, but I think there's going to have to be a fair bit of luck in it involved. I was hoping to try and find a 2,000-metre race, but couldn't, and 2,200 might still be a little bit far for him if we're going to go forward, which we're certainly going to try and do again.
So you're really confident about KU?
Yeah, I think in comparison to the other two, yeah, probably a fair bit of confidence there. I really like her. She's a lovely filly. We bought her at the English Premier Sale. She was the last horse of the sale, and I've loved her ever since. I'm going to feel like a bit of a guilted lover if she never wins a race for us, but I'm hopeful that today she will.
Well, today might be the day. Good luck, Matty. Appreciate your time.
Thanks, guys.
Race 1, number 10, KU is our dollar investment today. Good luck if you're getting involved. $5 at the Giddy Goat. Glenn McFarlane with the news after 7.